brand new day. Good morning, your ledger will be done today. Please hear me when I pray. Good morning, yeah, I will choose you first. Good morning, yeah, I know you will quench my thirst. Through scripture, song, and verse. I love you, I trust you, I will obey the words you say. I love you, I trust you, I will obey the words you say. You have my heart today. Good morning, yeah, my joy is complete. Good morning, yeah, I will kneel before your feet. And this is where we meet. Good morning, yeah, please forgive my sin. Good morning, yeah, cleanse my heart from deep within. I choose to let you in. I love you, I trust you, I will obey the words you say. I love you, I trust you, I will obey the words you say. You have my heart today. Good morning, yeah, thank you for your grace. Good morning, yeah, all my sin has been erased. Now I behold your face. Good morning, yeah, your word lives in me. Good morning, yeah, let it live out perfectly. You give your strength to me, and now I am made free. Oh, trust you, I will obey the words you say. I love you, I trust you, I will obey the words you say. You have my heart today. Please hear me when I pray. You have my heart today.
Get more music and motivation for your spiritual journey at setapartheart.com.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was an awesome reading with Christiana.
It is a wonderful morning for me. I woke up a little bit early with Yeshua on my mind. And
hallelujah.
Yes, so that makes my day. Be in succinct with the purpose I'm created for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Yami, why don't you go ahead and do one of the things you are noted for in the body and pray us in, clear the line, and get us going the right way.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you. You give us all assignments. You created us to fit perfect as a body so that every part of us is functioning properly. You gave us this physical body to live in, Father, and it's an example. It's another picture of a cod, of unity, how our body, every organ has to do its part, and we're held together by our skin. And we have fingernails and hands. The hands, where if we ask him how to use them, he shows us. There is a song that comes to my mind. It goes probably back to my teen years in a congregation of people who were setting themselves aside to keep in mind and be doers of Yahweh. So, Father, I'm beginning my prayer asking that every part of this body of love ministry be healthy and whole and functioning properly. For you are our healer. You're Rapha, our healer. And we thank you that you keep us healthy, and you add wealthy and wise, wisdom being the key. Your wisdom that you wrote down in your Torah will lead us and keep us on the path that is straight, because there's so many false religions, ways that we think that we're doing right. But if it doesn't line up with your Torah, then it's not right. And help us to be to this world a light, a beacon that draws others that don't know you yet unto you. And thank you for your Ruach that will use us as vessels of honor to spread your love abroad. And in that, we rejoice. We thank you that you give us a day of rest, and that through the day you direct our path. Though we do make our plans, and you want us to use our mind to study and show ourselves approved that we are doing your plan, because it will be an agreement. And then you say there's a rule of thumb that we're to let peace be the ruler of our heart. So, Father, this morning, as we obey, because we've read and we've heard your word that tells us that it's important to establish new every morning our relationship with you. And you give us every day a period of rest. And then when we come out of that rest, it's a new day. It's a new chance to... And it's not a chance, really, because when we're yours, it says men make their plan, but you direct the path. You are the director of what really goes down. And our job is to learn at your feet how to walk with you. Hallelujah. I have traveled all around to many different cities and towns, but I've never walked upon streets made of gold before, walls of jasper, gates of pearl only seen in this old world, never seen in this old world, roll across the waves of grain, because it's a new Jerusalem coming down from Yah out of heaven. Oh, what a sight. Angels will sing. Heaven's bells will ring. His peace he sends, his peace he brings. So as we submit our wills, because we know there's an enemy who tries to influence us away from the nature of our Creator, which we know in our language as love. In the Hebrew language, there's more than one type of love and more than one word to call, to describe with our mouth, with our words, love. Father, we ask that you open the minds of our hearts that we may walk with you. And let us rejoice always, because you give to us a double portion of joy. Hallelujah. We belong to you, and you desire us to be with you. You desire for us to accomplish the bringing in into this earth your plan. Hallelujah. So we just submit anew, and we say, Ruach, we give you permission to flow through us. And we, Father, ask that you keep us clean. We're in this world, Father, but we're not of it. So allow us to fully, completely represent who you are. And give us the ears to hear what the Ruach has to say. And as our mouth opens, fill us up with words of life and beauty and faith and duty. Beautiful words, marvelous words, wonderful words of life. Let us truly live just for today. And we say that we choose to be a representative in this foreign land, this land we go through, because we are residents of the household of Yah, and we will show forth your majesty in all the earth. Let us each do our part. And thank you that the love relationship we have between you and I, each one of us personally, gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what love between Yahweh and I. Hallelujah, Father. Help us to shine forth your majesty. Amen.
Life's just so tough now. You can't seem to find yourself. You're trying so hard to be someone else. You've been working late nights to become a masterpiece, but you always feel like you're not complete. But it's all right to stressed out, you might miss out on something that could make you bigger, some big public figure. Why don't you take some time and realize that you have a purpose? So don't join the circus of being so perfect, 'cause it's all right to
Hallelujah. We are going to call on Marissa this morning and ask her if she can come forward and pray over our traveling apostles, our traveling Shliach's Rock and Sand, and bring forward her prayers, decrees, and declares real quick this morning as we move through the day. Again, you are listening to Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare. I'm Shliach Scribe, and we're glad you're listening with us. Marissa, are you there? Praying over rock and sand, and your prayers, decrees, and declares. And you don't have to read them word for word. Just be.
Good morning. I just come before you, Yahweh, for Pastor Rock and Sandy for safe travel. And just ask for you to be with them as they go forward each mile on the road, that they're safe and protected, and safe for their, as they overseas and as they go forward through the Passover season, that they get where you want us to be, Yahweh, with understanding it better. And I wasn't quite ready, but I'm here, so I praise prayers. Sorry, I'm trying to get my head in my place. I just woke up with a headache. So hallelujah. I'm here to find it. So anyways, yeah, I'm thankful for your word, and thankful for your shalom, and thankful that it's spring season, and thankful for our brethren, for our family, thankful for the sunshine. Can't tell if it's sunshine out yet or not, to open the press. So thankful for the weather getting warmer slowly.
As it's already almost the middle of April. I'm thankful for coming out of the darkness. Thanks for your grounding us in your word. Thankful for health and thankful for your salvation. And I'm thankful for your protection as well as your. I'm getting brain fart. So I am Yahweh's daughter. I'm loved. I'm a doer. I'm an overcomer. I am great. I'm gifted. I am faithful. I don't know how many he wants me to read, but going to the praise and pray. So we praise you, Yahweh, for your glory and your protection and peace. And I praise you for your love and for your, as you wave your banner upon us, that we are here to do your work. And I pray that you are with us each moment of each day. And I decree and declare your. Open up the areas that we feel stuck in, or that we are stuck in, and for your, as well as for health, my nasal passages, different areas that are messed up with allergies, areas that we cannot have control of sometimes. Yes, I decree that your your love outpours upon us, as well as your ruach. I decree that the way you want us to go forward in the ministry, what's come forward to what you have in store for us, instead of the enemy trying to hold back. I decree that the enemy has no hand or foothold on anything any more forward, so that I'm just really having a hazy morning, so I'm just going to decree with that. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Melissa. We are going to cut out for a music break, and when we come back, we're going to see if Shlayak Rock has any opening thoughts before I come back in. Just give him a chance to say good morning and let us know how things are going on the road. This is Come Alive, Dry Bones.
We come.
Well, hallelujah.
Good morning. Boker Tov.
Some rock on the road.
Rock on the road. And Roxanne with the plan. And we are in Yah's plan. And that's the best plan to be in. Hallelujah. He has ordered our steps and kept us from harm. And we're kind of like chasing a storm. You know, the tornadoes touched down in Texas last night, yesterday. And, you know, we got word on that in, I guess, Bell, they said it was. And, you know, as it stands right now, we're about 75 miles out of Amarillo. So we're like chasing the storm. We're like riding behind it. And we had a good stop at Golden Corral yesterday. And I slept out in the parking lot while Sam got some work done on the computer. And, yeah, just everything, the increase. Hallelujah, as prophesied would be, is happening. And we also put some money down on some land in Texas. So it looks as though, all you know, we can get the money back. I guess, or I think maybe we lose it. I don't know. It's just a little money down. It's not a big deal. But we have 30 days as of yesterday to get there. So 30 days from yesterday, we'll be sitting, actually the day before, we'll be camping on that land because we have clearance to be able to actually park the trailer on that land that we are in the process, I guess, of ownership of it. It's not too big of a lot, but it is 20 acres. And praise Yah, you know, the vision, man without vision will perish. So I've always tried to ask him to give me vision, you know, show me things. Let me see what he would have me to see. Let me be what he would have me to be. You know, I don't want to do this in my will be done. I want to do this in thy will be done, his will. Yah's will has to be done in my life. And we've been hesitant. We want to have just the right place. You know, and it was crazy because the same morning, and we had already investigated this area, so we know the area. We kind of met some people there. They really embraced us and were asking us to start our ministry there. And what's crazy about it, welcome to Texas. I'm crossing the border of Texas, leaving New Mexico right now. Hallelujah. So, yeah, when we were in Sierra Blanca, Texas, which is just a very, very poor town, really run down, the houses don't look like much. We're not going to live in town. We're going to be out in the country. But that's the closest little town, and it's definitely a poverty town. I think it was years ago probably a pretty successful place, but it's just over the years deteriorated. But when we went to look at different places and went to the town hall in Sierra Blanca, when I came out, the woman that was working there, her husband was waiting in the truck outside, and he was a Vietnam veteran, and he was from Wisconsin originally. So he's traveled around the world with the military, and he happens to have a jail ministry for Hudspeth County. And the morning that Sand was looking at, without me knowing that she was even looking at that land with an attorney, who went into real estate. He left the law practice to go into real estate. So the attorney that we're looking at getting it from, we had already talked to him, sounded like a great guy. I said, you know, this is a guy I'd really like to do business with, because he just sounds like a really good guy, you know. And that's hard to say for most attorneys, you know. So many of them that, you know, it's a sad thing, but it's really hard to trust an attorney, right? Because some of them fight on the good side and some of them fight on the bad side. But anyway, I got this great discussion with the guy that day, and we really connected. I told him a lot about what we're doing. Well, he was so excited, which I didn't even know happened. He was so excited about our conversation that he actually took it to all the head people in the jail ministry, and they want, in for Hudspeth County Jail, they want our information and our studies for transformation to be brought into their facility. So, you know, this isn't necessarily the way that I saw it going, that our literature would be sought after like it is. I thought it'd be more from the people on the outside, but it really seems like we're getting requests now, you know, up at the Lisbon prison, and, you know, where Birdman is, he wants our literature in there, and we got several now in Kansas, and we got our Pennsylvania people, and we got our Arizona people, and it's actually several different chaplains that I know in Wisconsin. It really is looking like that's going to be a foundational place to build. And, you know, Yah does things the way he wants to do it. It doesn't mean that the literature isn't just as good for anybody on a church pew, because there's a lot of people that are sitting in churches in Christianity that really don't understand how to transform and how to become the new creation. So these blueprints, they need to get out. And I'm just really fired up about the conversations that are all going on. And, you know, coming in to Texas right now and then thinking of this is going to be my home state, and, you know, because this will be our main residence, but this place will be a ministry property. You know, it's going to be a place when guys get out that they can go, you know, and we're not limited by anything. We can do whatever we want, really, as long as we're following the laws of the land, but, like, there's no restrictions on what we can do, you know. So I'm really excited, and I just wanted to witness that and testify that, and testify to love, you know. We really got something special, and you know, listening back on that 2019 message when we went to the International Ministers Fellowship Conference for IMF USA in Connecticut, that was the last time we went, and then COVID came the next year. But you know, there were some significant things that were going on during that trip, and it kind of just really blew my mind, that message that I gave. I actually was listening to it for well over an hour before you guys even got on, so it was a pretty long one, and it just kept coming and coming and coming with more and more good stuff. There's a little bit of terminology change, you know, that we've made as the awakening comes, but I guess that's the other thing. You know, when you're submitted and committed, and you're really asking Abba to continue to give you revelation, you know, to give you insight, to submit yourself to him, to the Ruach HaKodesh, and allow him to teach you and counsel you in all things. And in whatever way he wants to send it, you know, be open to that. You can't ever hurt yourself by putting together those types of proclamations, declarations, you know, decrees over your life. You can't hurt yourself, because as long as you're praying what I've been praying since I was in my 20s, that I would have the mind of the Mashiach, that I would think like Messiah thought and talk like Messiah talked and walk like Messiah walked, and really claim that as something that I desired. I wanted to be really like him. And it starts to happen in his timing. But you've got to really be submitted, and you got to really be committed to allow him to overflow you. You have to overflow. And, you know, it's in that overflowing that so much happens. You know, when you make sure you got you filled and then let him have his way on where he's going to go with it, it just pours out onto others every day. And, you know, in my I Am 33s, it's all there. It's all there. And, you know, we will become very, very connected to others and how they're expressing themselves, how they're thinking. You know, one of the things that, you know, Marissa said, you know, she claimed several negative things in the process of trying to claim and decree and declare positive things. And she maybe doesn't even know she does it. So this is one of the things in transformation, is that we have to be teaching the babies in the body. We have to be teaching them the hung by the tongue principle. We have to stop hanging ourselves with our own tongues. And we have to start shaping our mouth into a positive direction. You know, and when I looked at what I was actually claiming and decreeing and declaring for myself a couple hours back when I was listening to myself, and by the way, I'm very hard on myself when I listen to myself teach, and I go back to 2019, and I'm picking up what I could improve on and how I could be better and how I could grow more, you know. And there was a lot of things in that message that he's already given me revelation on just over the last 3 years. So he ain't done with me yet. And, you know, that's a great song, If Scribe Wants to Cue One Up. He's Not Finished With Me Yet by Brandon Heath. Excellent song, you know. Because, and it's kind of country, so Scribe probably liked that one. But anyway, you know, we got to really think about how he can pour himself into us and how that's going to change everything about who we once were to who he wants us to be. And, you know, there was a portion where I was doing some declarations and speaking some things, and those very things that I was speaking were the manifestations of what has already now happened in the revealing of the book Exposed, God Ra'el and His Gods and Goddesses. That book came from the declarations that I was saying back 3 years ago. He was continuing to minister to me because I know that I began speaking Exodus 23 over my life as a Torah instruction. I was decreeing in the conviction of have no other gods before me, right? Have no other Elohim before me. Have no other El before me. When we look at that, but then watch how far Yah takes it in a more intense direction, that he doesn't even want the name of another Elohim even coming from my mouth. So yes, I'm teaching on gods and goddesses, so obviously I'm going to have to, in the process of teaching, I have to expose who the bad ones are, so we stop saying bless, so we stop saying angel, so we stop saying, you know, abundance, you know, and all these kinds of things. And we can replace it with the Hebrew, or we can replace it with a better English term that's not a god or a goddess. And that's a good learning curve to start working on for all of us. And we started doing it on the line quite a while ago, and you know, Scribe picked right up on it, no problem. Sam picked right up on it, no problem. We got to do it because we don't want to grieve the Ruach. We don't want to sadden Abba Yah when he's looking at us so that he all of a sudden, you know, has a frown on his face and say, oh, man, how long is it going to take before they understand this instruction? You know? And that's really what it is for me, and I hope that you can get in that place, and you can even pray it as a prayer. Abba Yah, I pray that I will not do anything today that would grieve your Ruach. Please help me to not do anything that would grieve the Ruach today. Even in my teachings that I have to do in council, in Shachma council, to bring forth that wise counsel, I have to step on some toes at times. I have to nudge people in the right direction. I've got to pull them out of the wrong place and try to plant their feet back in the right direction. I have to be used by you to do this. Help me to not do it and sin in the process. Help me to not be unkind. Help me to not be impatient or not long-suffered. I have to be able to stay in your will be done, in all your right principles. I have to stay in that while I'm working this out with people. And I just ask Abba that you make it happen, that you show me how to do it the right way and not grieve the Ruach in that process of correction, of counsel, of helping people to develop a plan for their new life, because it is a new life and it's one that they don't know how to do yet. They don't know how to do it because they've never done it. So when we're helping people into a transformational mode, we always have to remember that they don't know how to do a new life. All they know is the old life. And it's our job as transformers to teach them how to be in the new life. And that is being a strong Torah teacher. You've got to know the Torah. You've got to teach the Torah. And the scripture tells us where to do that. And in fact, he honors it when we do it. So we know that so much good pours back into us as we're pouring it out into others. And he's got a really, really cool way of making that all work together for the good of them that love Yah, according to his plan, according to his purpose. You know, it's a cool, cool thing. So I just praise him today. I thank him today for, you know, showing me these insights, you know, these masterful insights, full of the master. He will fill you up. The master will fill you up. Yeshua HaMashiach will come to live inside you. Hallelujah. He will be that high priest. Hallelujah. And you will be a royal priest in his kingdom and serve him in humility. And all your service will be done unto your king, unto your prince of Shalom. Hallelujah. It's such a honor to be on here today and to be able to serve the kingdom of Yah and to encourage others to be a part of this great kingdom that he has for us. As the sun's about to come over a cloud off into the distance of the Midwest, you know, it's just awestruck of his creation. These windmills along I-40 that are everywhere. This is like Wind Alley here. So if I can get through this area, I'm wondering if the tornadoes came through this area too. Because the whole flux was just right through this whole area. And I can see windmills as far as I can see, and that sun is not, it's up, but it's not really up because it's kind of coming through an extremely thick cloud mass. But it looks like it's in the distance, and it's pretty blue right here where I am. So I think I'm on the right side of the storm, hallelujah, and it's heading towards the East Coast. So goodbye. Thank you, Yah, for your perfect timing and putting us out here, the right place at the right time, and keeping us protected. Your Malachim, I know, are traveling with us, that we are not alone. And I thank all those who have prayed and continue to pray as this ministry continues to be brought forth by the Ruach HaKodesh power. Not by my strength, not by my might, but by all that he is that is in me. Oh, oh freedom. Oh, oh freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. And I'll say, oh, Yahweh, oh, oh me. No more weeping. No more weeping. No more weeping over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. and come home to Yahweh. Hold me. He is the one that sets us free. He is the one that gives us all of these benefits. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Hallelujah. To know that these dry bones have come alive and they ain't no longer dry. But hallelujah. They got the washing of the water of the word. Hallelujah. I'm dripping wet. I got the oil in my lamps. Hallelujah. Water, I got oil. Hallelujah. The latter rain is just pouring out on me. Hallelujah. And it's a great day because it's the first day of the rest of my life. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to think about. That's what you got to be looking at, is the past is gone. Oh, hallelujah. You can't get it back. It's gone. It's done. You just got this moment right now. What you going to do with it? What you going to do with it? He's not finished with me yet. And I know he ain't finished with you if you just submit yourself and commit yourself. Set apart scripture step 5. Take a look at all that stuff. And start to work through it. And you have it removed. Set apart scripture step 7. You can get ready. Set apart scripture step 6. You can fast. You can pray. You can ask Abba Yah today. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, let the Ruach HaKodesh overflows in you and over you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Rock. That song you wanted me to play by Brandon Heath, I missed the time on it. Is that lighting me?
Well, that's a good one, too, but can you see the word finished? He's not finished with me yet.
Finished didn't pull anything up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll read all the Brandon Heath ones that come up.
Okay, hold on a second. I actually typed in finished wrong that time. It was finished upon... That's not Brandon Heath, that's City of Lights. Okay. Well, hallelujah. These aren't actually technical difficulties there, folks. If you're listening, these are actually learning lessons. So... wow. And my fingers are still asleep, so I can't type this morning. Okay, I got your love, Graves into Gardens. Love never fails, light in me, love does. Now more than ever, as long as I'm here, leaving Eden stolen. And that was Brandon Heath, right?
Yeah.
Whole heart, wait and see, I'm not who I was, and give me your eyes.
Both of those, yeah. Wait and see, and I'm not who I was. Both of those are on the same lines. You can play those back to back because that's talking about you being a new creation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Humidity. Doctor said I was lucky to be alive. I've been troubled since the day that I got here. Troubled to the day that I disappear. That'll be the day that I finally get it right. There is hope for me, yeah. Because God won't forget all the plans He's made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me. Good in school, I talked too much, broke the rules. Teachers thought I was a hopeless fool, alright. I don't know how, but I made it through. It's one of those things that you gotta do. I always had a knack for telling the truth. There is hope for me, yeah. Because God down, or so it seems. The thing in my heart is one of my dreams. All I gotta do is hold on tight. There is hope for me, yeah. Because God won't forget all the plans He's made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me.
Decree and declare on 4/13/2022, the month of Aviv on the Hebrew calendar, just a couple days before Pesach or Passover. I am Shaliach Scribe, and I am pumped up, amped up, fired up to be here. And when Rock first started going, I had this song on mind because of something he said. So we're going to skip to that one right away, just for another 3.5 minutes. And then we're going to come back, and I've got a brief morning message for you. But without further ado, I'm going to shut up, and we're going to let David Crowder do some preaching. This is because of the storm they're going through. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are back. And, yeah, as I was sitting here listening to Rock Talk, the Ruach brought something to my attention. And it does happen every once in a while. And believe it or not, Scribe does listen to the Ruach every once in a while. It's probably more common than I give myself credit for, but it's not common enough. I'm still learning Proverbs 1:1-5 for myself, and I'll get to that in a minute. But as I was sitting here listening to Rock and just pondering on what he was saying, we're called, the instructions were given by those that have gone before us to make straight the way of our Messiah, to make the path straight, to essentially pave the roads. To level the hills. Yeah, you can go all into that theme song for Dukes of Hazzard. Without the images, without the added images of Daisy Duke, okay? You get the idea of the song. Okay, we're supposed to make straight the paths, we're supposed to pave the roads and all the rest of this stuff. What I think we need to pay attention to is the quality and the value of the street sweepers, the demon hunters, those little pithy sayings that sometimes we roll our eyes at because in our flesh rises up and says, man, this guy's just, he's over the top. He's just taking it too far. Well, in this modern day and age, what is the first thing they put down before pouring concrete to make a road smooth, to make a path plain, to level a hill, if that's what they need to do? What's the first thing they put down? And as you're calling it out for yourself, isn't that substance, that substrate that they're putting down, isn't that a combination of rocks and the sand? So if there are times you feel like you've got a little bit of gravel in your shoe, be careful how quickly you bend down, take it off, and shake it out, because maybe they're there, maybe it's there to help you check your walk. So hallelujah. I wasn't exactly sure which way I was going to go on my teaching this morning because I did not actually sit down and prepare, but I'm going to look back. The Ruach moved me to look back into Proverbs and to go back through the book of Proverbs again and try to get an actual decent recording on some of these because maybe I missed it and maybe there's like 18 different ways that you can read Proverbs and not be wrong. Our Elohim, our Yeshua, our Messiah, our Yahweh is that enormous in his preparation, in his want to prepare us and want for us to be in right relationship with him. So we're going to start over again looking at Sefer Mishlei 1:1-4. And again, this is a very, very rough cut. I have no idea. I've got two sentences written, so I don't know where the Ruach is going to take this. But bear with me. Proverbs 1:1-4. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding, to receive instruction in prudence, justice, and judgment, and uprightness. To give sense to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young man. Now, there's a footnote in here, and it says, Proverbs are the art of skillful living. This can only be accomplished in one's life if they are fully submitted to Yahweh's Ruach for discernment. So, what a goal to set for your life. I mean, to find yourself within the context of those four verses, to be properly relating and actively applying the context and content of those four verses in every area of your life, in your business life, in your social life, in your rock life, in your relationship to Yahweh, in your relationship to Yeshua. That right there, in a nutshell, in a four-sentence nutshell, is the mind of Messiah. Prove me wrong. Is it possible to have a loftier goal? In these four short sentences, is good soil for perfection. If you come at life with this attitude, if you come at life with this outlook, if you allow life to take root in you, and you allow these qualities and these appreciations to bloom and blossom within you, how can you go wrong? I mean, to live in a perpetual state of chakma or wisdom and to reside, abide, and recreate in that atmosphere, that would have to be the height. And I can't believe I'm about to use this word. That would have to be the height, the peak, of human evolution. If you can learn how to fulfill these four verses consistently and effectively and without fail and with proper homage and proper reverence, everything else in Yah's Torah, from those books that we don't know about because they were pulled out because some didn't think they were worthy of being canonized, to the very last verse in Hitgalut, the Revelation, you're going to be all over it. It's going to be all over you, and there's no way you're going to be able to keep it from pouring out, because this is exactly who Yahweh wants to be in each of us, for each of us. Listen, hear it again. The Proverbs of Solomon. We know of Solomon's challenges. We've all heard of some of the mistakes that he's made. Not all of them are in the Bible or in the Scriptures. The Kippah HaKodesh or the Brit HaShah, they're not all there. They don't have to be. Enough of them are alluded to, but the rest of them can be found in some of the other writings. Same can be said of the son of David. Bathsheba, Uriah, the whole, you know, we get the picture of what's going on here. So that's just an intro. Who's writing it? What's his lineage? History. That's the history of two humans. Well, the history of one and the, you know, current life of another. But to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding. Wisdom and instruction are better purchased, are better received from a perfect instructor, an all-wise instructor, an all-knowing instructor, an instructor that had the wisdom to create everything in and of himself, to discern the words of understanding. Abba Yah was and continues to be understanding. He didn't kill Adam and Eve in the garden. He gave Adam and Eve the opportunity after their fall to live a life applying 2, 3, and 4 in this passage. That's an example of love, of loving your neighbor as yourself. Even after the fall, Adam and Eve were given the opportunity to remain in right relationship with the neighbor above all neighbors. It's just a shame that as true as it is that neighbors may, or fences make good neighbors, most people want to build fences to keep Yah out, to keep Yeshua at bay. Now, of course, Yeshua doesn't have to chip through the walls to get through them, but people try to make to build them higher and stronger and longer just to, you know, delude themselves into thinking that they're doing something good for themselves by keeping their Creator out, to keeping the source of wisdom and instruction and understanding and prudence and justice and judgment and uprightness, which all ties into loving your neighbor as yourself. Okay, if Adam and Eve are in verse 4 as the simple, okay, and Yahweh, through his wisdom, wants to give knowledge and discretion to the young man, I'll still say Adam and Eve were maybe 14 to 16 mentally, chronologically, when Yah breathed life into them in the garden. That was right about the time that they said, we know better than you do. It's right about the time many parents out there with teenagers, they've been through it already. They know. But the fact of the matter is, Abba Yah is faithful. He is understanding. He does want peace. He does want justice with us. He wants to walk it out. He wants us to share it with others and live that way with others so that his fingerprints are on us. But not only that, so that he can continue to share his secrets, his knowledge, one-on-one through prayer, because he expects us to be his hands and feet in this world. But more than that, he expects us to be his heart in this world. But that's not going to happen if we don't pursue wisdom and seek to remain in a right neighborly relationship with Yahweh. If Yeshua told his disciples, it wasn't his disciples, but they were there. If Yeshua told the scribes and Pharisees, I'm pretty sure they were around somewhere, or the crowd, how can you love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, who you haven't seen, if you can't even love your neighbor, who you have seen? To be able to apply that kind of love is going to take a strong desire for the wisdom that only Yah shares, because he's the only one that's ever exemplified that kind of love perfectly. I just, you know, it's amazing what is in these books, and it all circles around to the first commandment of loving Abba Yah with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and realizing that he is the best neighbor we'll ever have. He's the best friend we'll ever have. He's the best father we'll ever have. He's the best brother we'll ever have. He is just the best, and Yeshua exemplified that perfectly as he walked on this earth seeking to transform it. I've said it before, and it's coming again from the middle of Scripture. Yeshua came to establish a new world order, and the world rejected it. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your insights. We thank you for your instruction. Abba, we just ask that you help us to understand you better so that we can understand ourselves. Help us to understand ourselves better so that we can understand better what you're doing and that we can see your light through every bit of what was written in your word. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and amen. And, of course, I was too busy running off at the mouth to prepare a song, so I am going to pull up another one here, and I've fallen in love with this one lately. This is called Rattle. Enjoy.
Resurrection power runs in my veins too. I believe there's enough.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Scribe. I am back. Love Live, Rock, Remnant Reality Radio. Praise, spread, and clear. And Claire is going strong this morning, and we are glad you're here. And I'm actually kind of a little confused because Yami opened up with such a fantastic prayer. Things went on. We had Marissa going, and I don't know if we got Yami in for her teaching, but I know right about now we're at the point in time where Sand would come forward with her promise. I was just wondering if she was still doing that on the road trip or exactly what was going on. So, Rock, if you could advise, that would be fantastic.
I'm sorry, I was getting my coffee here at Pilot. What did you, if I could do what, it would be fantastic?
Okay. If you is Sand still doing the promise in the in
no,
the morning?
Sand is, I woke Sand up. She's out in the trailer yet. I'm getting her coffee right now.
Okay, because I'm not sure if we actually had Yami do her teachings. I know she prayed.
No, she just prayed. She didn't teach.
Okay, well, in that case, Yami, now that you've had a little bit more time, would you like to come forward with your teaching on prayer this morning? I know we're a little out of order. That's Scribe's fault, but hey, what are you going to do? Yami, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. We're going to let you close us out this morning, Yami.
Okay, afterwards, I need to get your address and stuff. It's tomorrow. I'm to be there
after,
by noon.
Hi. After.
Okay.
After the program.
Good news. So, Father, thank you that you give us this time together, and we do glean from the sharing the truth. The Torah that's being over this line this morning. And we, Father, we pray that your word, your Torah, comes into good soil, and that all day we meditate on you and your ways and your Torah. And let us have the seeds grow and bear fruit, and let that fruit come from our mouth. Let the Ruach speak jewels and wonderful words about life and words of how to have a life worth living in right connection with you. Now, thank you that you baruch us with great thought today and great words to when we open our mouth, your Torah comes out of it. So as we go forth with joy, we do it also with thanksgiving. Amen.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yami, I was going to have you give your teaching this morning. For short and sweet, that was fantastic. Shalayak Rock, do you have any closing thoughts this morning before we wrap up the music and prayer? Right. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, this has been Love Live Remnant Reality Radio. We're glad
I couldn't get mute to go off. I'm here. Sorry. I didn't hear the last part. You did want me to, or did you want, you know?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Hallelujah. But we, yes, Repeat that. I'm not hearing right. I don't know if it's the phone or my ears.
Yes, we did want you to teach.
Okay. So what I will do is first I do ask Yah to use me, and I ask him not to refuse me. And Father, let the words that come from my mouth be put into my ear for you, from you, to benefit us as believers so that we can grow. And we were into the going across on dry land through the Red Sea, hallelujah. And now where I'm going to start is it's found in chapter 15 of Exodus. And it says, then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to Yahweh and spoke, saying, I will sing to Yahweh, for he is highly exalted. He has thrown a horse and his rider into the sea. My strength and song is Yah, and he was to me salvation. This is my El, and I will magnify him. The Elohim of my father, and I will exalt him. Yah is a man of war. Yahweh is his name. He has cast Pharaoh's chariot and his army in the sea, and the choice ones of his officers are drowned in the sea of reeds. The depth covered them, and they have dropped into the depth like stone. Your right hand, O Yah, is marvelous in power. O Yah, your right hand dashes the enemy to pieces. You pull down those rising up against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like the stubble. And by the ruach of your anger, it said spirit, I thought. I don't think I'm supposed to change that to Ruha, because it's talking about anger here. Angry waters were heaped up. The running water stood like a wall. The depth congratulated in the heart of the sea. And the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My soul shall be filled with them. I will draw my word by hand. My hand will destroy them. Father, we know that you did this. And then you sent forth the people through that Red Sea to the dry land. And then they went forth, Father, to follow you. And they went into the wilderness. And And it says, Miriam, the sister of Aaron, Miriam, the prophetess, took the tambourine in her hand. And all the women went out after her with tambourines, and with dance. And Miriam answered to them, sing to Yahweh for triumph. He has triumphed wonderfully. He has thrown the horse and the riders into the sea. And what we see here is, I don't know how many times when I'm in prayer, he brings to me a song. Sometimes it's a new song. And this can be included as prayer, the words that we sing. And I found with me, as I rehearse Torah truth in song, that it'll come to me when I'm in a tough corner and need it. It'll come to me when I run across somebody who is in pain and hurting. The Torah will come out of my mouth and uplift and pull out of the trap or the lie that someone is in that needs to have truth planted. And I pray that as we open our mouth and we say prayers unto you, that those prayers benefit your people, and our prayers accomplish your plan, because we bring back to you what you gave to us. There's a song that goes, you are the words, and you're the music, and you're the song I sing, and you're the melody, and you're the harmony, and praising your name, I will sing. Hallelujah. So let it be that we incorporate songs into our prayers, and let you be magnified, and let us speak back to you what you gave us to prove to you we're learning, to show you what really is now being established in our heart, because you are the author and the finisher of everything about us. So let us grow in your Ruha. Let your plans unfold in our life, and let us be witnesses to and fro from here to eternity. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Apostle Rock, you got any closing thoughts on this morning, or should we just wrap it up? I've already got a song ready to go.
I would like to hear Marissa do the Ephesians 6 with some fire and brimstone. She's been practicing this prayer supposedly every day, and this is over a week already. She should be almost having it memorized by this point.
Well, hallelujah, that is an option. She just stepped out of the room for a minute, so let me break into this song, and when we come back, we will have Marissa do that.
Kick her off, Wichita.
Oh, gotta take it. No one is free on the slaves. Only the slave with a slave. Egypt is filling that nation. They change his face, his face. Yeah, I'ma need more than they paying me. I don't need money, I need a key. I'ma need to go in liberty, free, and he hidden invisibly. I'd rather die than be sleeping in tyranny.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba, yeah, in the name of Yeshua, we just come before you asking you to breathe your Ruach fire, your Kodesh fire, into and through Marissa as she reads Ephesians 6. Here she is.
Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in Yahweh, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but nurture them in the discipline and teaching of a husband. Slaves, obey your masters according to flesh, with reverence and trembling and singleness of your heart, as to Messiah. Not with eye service as hypocrites, but as slaves of Messiah, doing the will of our master from the heart. Serving as slaves with goodwill to our master and not as to men. Each one knowing that whatever good thing he does, this he shall receive from the master, whether he is a slave or a servant. And masters, do the same thing towards them, forgiving their faults, knowing the master of you and of them is in heaven, and there is no respecter of persons with him. For the rest, my brothers, be made powerful in our master and in the might of his strength. Put on all the armor of Yahweh for you to be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For our conflict is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and with those in authority and with the possessors of this dark world, with the evil spirits that are beneath heaven. Because of this, take up all the armor of Elohim that you may be able to resist the evil one, and being prepared, you shall prevail. Then stand firm, having girded your loins about with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and defend your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, taking up the shield of faith, and with which you will be able to quench the flaming darts of the evil one. Also put on the helmet of salvation, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is in the word of Yahweh. Do all prayer and petition, praying at all times in the Spirit, and watching to the same thing with all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Pray also for me that to me may be given speech in the beginning of my mouth with boldness to make known the mystery of the good news, for which I am an ambassador in a chain, that in it I may speak boldly as it is right for me to speak, but that you also may know the things about me which I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother, and the faithful minister and our master will make known all things to you, whom I sent to you for the same thing, that you might know the things about us, that he may comfort your heart. Peace to the brothers and love with faith from Yahweh, the Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah. Grace be with all those that love our Master Yeshua Messiah without corruption. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Marissa. Appreciate that. Thank you for your obedience and your willingness. Hallelujah. Shalayak Rock, you got any closing thoughts this morning?
I praise Yah for what he's doing in Marissa's heart. I ask Abba Yah that you begin your transformation really, really into these deep roots
of her past, that you start working into those areas, that as she puts forth her chronological and starts really thinking of every traumatic experience that she's ever gone through, as she thinks of every pleasant and wonderful, incredible thing that she's gone through, and looks at the highs and the lows of a life, that you are able to teach her things about herself through your word, through the Ruach, that you would speak to her and through her, and that she would start to really understand the manifestation of what you're doing by writing this word upon the tablets of her heart. And I pray that she becomes completely in transparent truth with you and will just really start to lay everything out in writing and takes these written assignments extremely serious and really start digging in deep, that you would just really reveal to her and give her revelation after revelation after revelation to the understanding of what you have, your understanding. Hallelujah. It's your knowledge, it's your understanding, and it's your wisdom that she needs to gain. And I pray with all my heart that this is manifested within her. May this be good soil that she is, and whatever cultivating, whatever working on, I pray for Scribe to be able to get the insights, be able to see what he needs to give her specifically on a day-by-day basis, that the discipline, the Galal Talmudim protocol of discipline, of a solid schedule, of really, really working it each day is done. And that you lead him and guide him as an overseer to be able to show her the steps that she will take, set apart scripture, step 1 through 12, that these steps will transform her. Hallelujah. And every principle that you have within your word, but do it orderly. Abba Yah, I ask that you would work orderly and you would give Scribe the pattern. You would show him the process. You would help him as wise counsel in her life to have the insights, to see things, to be able to share with her as you speak to him and you speak to him and through him to speak out into her life. Hallelujah. Day by day, let this process continue to grow and let the manifestation of your truth come forth as her mouth is filled with truth and the Ruach HaKodesh soap washes away all the lies, all the things that she used to speak. Let all the curses go. Let them be put under the blood of Yeshua and bring forth only a wellspring of beautiful, positive, faithful, trusting, obeying words as your daughter of the Most High, El Elyon, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you for that prayer, Rock. We are going to close out this morning's session of praise, prayer, decree, and declare with one by mercy me, because it fits. The title is just fantastic. It is, and we are, and Rock and Sand are on our way to a destination that Yah has prepared for us. So here we go. Have a great one.
Believe we've come this far and it feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then, kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In this moment, It's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was On Our Way by Mercy Me and Sam Wesley.